This is kind of a discussion point between me and you. We've had a couple of times, which is that there's the boomers very obviously didn't want their childhoods to be possible again.
No.
And a lot of, not just me, but a lot of people believe it's because the boomers do not have a concept of the fact that they are going to get old and they are threatened by their own children. If you look at how many of them behave, they still behave like 20 somethings.
Yeah.
They many of them have failed to make wills. They have not reckoned with their own morality because of how they were socialized.
But I think I said this to you as well, that you always think of the idea of like the kid born in like the late 40s from you're born in the late 40s by sort of you're into the 50s, you're 10, 11 years old, you run around your massive 10-acre garden that your dad, who works as a plumber, owns, and he's bought you a 2-2 rifle to run around shooting cans in the back garden. At 16, you're given, mum's old 55 Chevy, which you take down to your friend's garage and put like a supercharger nitrous on it. All these sort of ridiculous amounts of excess that they were allowed to get away with. And now they turn around and you've got to be driving a green car, you've got to be putting your mask on for COVID, your gun
Don't you
safety.
cough on
Yeah,
me.
you can't be a racist, even though back in like the 1670s we used to just all cut about the South, like abusing folk and this, that, and the next thing. There is just so much like busybodying and nannying from a generation of people who were the gun-toting, child, drinking, tobacco smoking hippies.
Yeah, basically. It's a huge kind of hypocrisy boost here, but it's not, it's to be expected from the boomer generation. The big point though really is that after the boomers failed to pass on their skills to kind of the early millennial generation who has had a Zoomer children and will continue to have what are Gen Z children, that this chain of generational skills was broken by the boomers who were their grandparents. And it leaves the Zoomers utterly bereft of any notion that generational skills even existed. Large parts of the modern world, like computers and social media, are simply taken as givens. Much like we take electricity, cheap food, and water on demand as givens. And just as we would appear, as an extra point, to previous generations as like pampered retards who didn't know how to, process a deer. Or try, in a situation where you'd have to find emergency fresh water for a couple of days, that kind of thing. That we, as a people, take it for granted that we lack survival skills, but we don't take it for granted that the generations after us will lack even more generational skills.
They
It's
are
not that
not
these people,
going to be able to keep the lights on.
yeah.
They will not be able to build buildings that last for a century, 2 centuries. They'll not be able to take care of large scale industrial machinery that keeps the grid running and sewers running and any of these things. They're going to be completely incapable of maintaining this infrastructure that we've had for over a century at this point. And to some extent, of course, we take it for granted. That
Yeah.
is why, as you say, the boomers never bothered to pass the skills to actually manage these things on to other people. One, because they didn't want the youth out competing them. And
Yes.
two, because I think they just completely lost sight of just anything worthwhile because they just lived in such excess.
Coney Current, yeah, there with £5, a good point. So millennials really undervalue how they were the last generation to be properly socialized by doing activities in person and being part of a common culture.
Yes.
Yes, very much so. In the same way that the boomers do not realize that their dad's sitting down with them and making them work on, their 55 Chevy when they wanted to be outside, running
Yeah.
around up a tree, was something that set them in their path on later life and meant that they
And
had actual mechanical skills.
there's also just like some oddballs to throw into the situation here as well. I mean, we
Yeah.
are possibly maybe less than 5 to 10 years out from wide scale acceptance of euthanasia.
Yes.
What does the zoomer in the thumbnail do when he can't afford the pod? When he can't get a job because everybody else that lives in his town's a paki that gets paid a silly amount of money to basically do nothing and take the piss out of white people. I like how you looked that up and you just get
That's hilarious.
the
Let me go show you this. I was trying to get the suicide booth thing up,
Samaritans thing. From Futurama, but it's
it's
just.
got the helpers available.
Speak with a counsellor today.
Ah, oh, good lord, that's terrible.
But on top of this is also the effect of wide-scale depopulation. I mean, people will see that thing I shared on Twitter earlier on today. That's like all the various different YouTube and like TikTok-y influencers that were paid to take the vaccine and then turns out they've all got cancer. Now let's, you know, let's, as you like to use the phrase, extrapolate this outwards.
Yeah.
You know, what does that tell us about the scores of Gen Z people who were incredibly unfit, incredibly unmobile, incredibly illy socialized, have no skills, cannot look after themselves, and then they took poison?
Basically, yes. It's we're seeing a confluence of both the violence of mass immigration, but the hopelessness of modern day Japan.
And to make it worse, they won't even be allowed to smoke.
There's a huge thing incoming. I think there's going to also be a larger push towards the ban of alcohol.
Yes, that's true.
That is a very obvious thing.
The haramification.
Yeah, the haramification. Well, that would be part of the excuse, as the population of the UK is increasingly Islamized. But tobacco, all vices, basically, are being filtered out. There's this very evil thing that New Zealand has done and that other places in the UK is talking about doing, which is basically that if you were born after a certain year, you will never be able to buy tobacco. So if you were born, say, after 1996 in the UK, you might not be able to buy tobacco. But I think it'll be a later date than that. Probably like to 2010 or something stupid like that.
You'll take my dignity. You'll take my freedom, but you'll never have my rollies.
Well, this is exactly what we were talking about last week when we talked about them just waiting for the previous generations to die to fully enact the social changes, because it's the path of least resistance for them, one of the most efficient ways to bring about these changes without too much friction.
Mm.
But this is a great example that Gen Z will not have its own vices. They will be pod people who actually live off nutrient-based and look at the walls.
I mean, we know this, you know, almost for a certainty, but when in 10, 15 years' time, the area we live in has a demographic age change,
yeah,
we're going to be the only folk left going to the pub.
Basically, yes.
Any sort of social institution that's left is not directly educational or some kind of public service. It may as well just be gone completely, because it's not going to exist.